Take us in. Take us in. Take us in, Jesus. Take us in. Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning we're going to do communion just a little bit different. We're going to come and I'm going to ask you to save your the elements. I don't see any real small kids in here. I was going to say if there's a little small kid and they have to have theirs first or whatever, it's okay. But save it until we're all gathered together. I'd like for us to all take it in unison this morning as a body. If it's possible, we may even form a circle. I'm going to have Homer pray over part of it, and I'm going to pray over the last of it, and then we're all going to receive it together as one body. If we'd have had more time, and Homer would probably share this eloquently, so I'm not going to try to do his testimony. But I think it's open enough. Listening. That I can say a little bit that he's going to share. It. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Homer, just come here for a second. Rosie, bring him up here. I'm putting you on the spot, and so it'll be all right, though. And you, since I'm your covering, I'll tell you, you don't have to go into too much specifics, and just maybe three to five minutes. But what I believe he wants you to share is, without having to go into too deep, how many of you know Homer's healed? Well, I didn't bring him up here to talk about the healing of his eyes or anything like that. That's irregardless. But he's become a very healthy man. A very healthy man in the last year. He's not going to put a snare on any of us, but I just want him to share just a few moments about a healing, that all the healing that's taken place in his life correlated with walking in another level of love and forgiveness. Does that make sense to you? Okay. But don't cry all over us. You can. But just share a few moments. You want to stand in front of the pulpit? That way you'll know exactly where you're at. Okay.
We have been rendered not guilty, friends. We have been rendered not guilty by the Lamb of God. I haven't really shared this with many people, or nobody really but Pastor and my wife. A couple years ago, something happened in me where I concluded to myself, I said, I can't be going through seven different, this is me. I'm not telling anybody here not to take their medication. I don't have that right. That's why I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to myself. I said, I can't be taking six or seven, eight different medications. I am a son of God. There's no way in the world I should be going through congestive heart failure, through kidney infections, through kidney stones and gallbladder. There's no way in the world I'm a son of God. That's not what I've read in the Gospels. I'm a son of God. There's no way in the world that I should be going through this. So I cried one night to the Lord. I cried the whole night. I said, Lord, I know there's something. I know there's a blockage in me. I'm a son of God. There's no way in the world. There's no way, not according to the scriptures that I should be this sick and have to take 8 different medications. I'm a son of God. So I cried one night. I just cried the whole night. I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried. And I began to say, Lord, show me where my error is at. Show me where my error is at. Show me where my error is at. There was a question in my love walk and forgiveness towards people in my life. And that whole night I cried. I cried. Cleanse me, Lord. I love this person. Cleanse me. Cleanse me, Lord. And I cried till I had no tears left in me. I was so exhausted. I'm crying the whole night. I said, Lord, I'm taught well in our church. I know right from wrong. There's no way in the world that I should feel like this. I should be physically ill. And I went before the Father. It's been a while. It got me by surprise that he had me share this. And I went before the Father. And I said, cleanse me of this. Cleanse me of that. My brothers and my sisters whom I love much. And I couldn't watch a TV show without having my heart beating 110, 115 all the time. I couldn't even sleep at night. I was scared I wouldn't wake up. I would call my kids in. I said, I love you. If daddy goes, know that I love you. But then something remarkable happened when the next morning, after I went to the Father, I said, cleanse me of this. Cleanse me of my hatred. Cleanse me of my lack of love for the brethren. Cleanse me, Lord. And immediately the next morning, something happened. A strength in my heart almost instantaneously came, and a clarity to hear the Holy Spirit of what he wanted me to do daily in my life, not only spiritually, but also physically. A strength in my heart came. A healing in my heart came. While I still had other fights, but I knew that I was on the right direction. Why? Because I went to my Father and I judged my love walk. And I judged some hatred and strife that I had towards those close to me and towards some of you. And I cried the whole night, Lord, cleanse me of this. Almost instantaneously, the very next morning, I began to feel a tremendous healing in my heart. The instruction on how to eat, what to eat, more than anything, the instruction on how to love. Listen to me. The instruction on how to love. I am still a work in progress, but I have no excuse. And I know what to do. And if what we heard today should absolutely change our life. This should absolutely change our life and start a tremendous healing in all of our lives, physically and spiritually. And I'm done with this. I cried to the Lord that whole night. I was so tired of crying. But when I woke up that morning, I knew without going to a doctor that something had happened in my heart, physically. In these last 30 seconds, I'm going to finish by saying this. The biggest adjustment in me was to love my brothers and my sisters. And I went into a First John journey like I never had before. And I stand before the Almighty God, and I stand before you today. And I stand in the midst of my pastor, whom I trust with my life. Listen to me. You speak to that spirit that's whispering in your ear. I trust this man with my life. And I stand here before you in these last 15 seconds. All that's left in my body is this. I have no more congestive heart failure. I have no more kidney failure. And through the forgiveness process and through striving to love the best that I can, I'm able through the Holy Ghost to jog and eat, and I am medication free. Listen to this. I am medication free, but full of cantaloupe. So full of cantaloupe. So I know I wouldn't be surprised if I woke up in the morning seeing my wife's face. It's coming. We have to learn to love one another. Listen to me. Trust this man. Trust this man and his wife. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. You kick that devil to the curb that's whispering. Listen to me. That's whispering in your ear every single week. He's this. You're wrong. Trust this man and his wife. Trust his doctrine. For his doctrine is the apostles' doctrine. Trust him. When he whispers in your ear, trust him. Because he submits to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we can submit to any man or woman that submits to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Beloved, let us love one another.
Those of you that are going through things and you're using medication now, continue and do have no condemnation. And some of you may have judged yourself in the past, and now you're having to just walk it out. But if you haven't judged yourself in the past, or you there's a little tickle on the inside, I'll say this, and this I say to the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the people that have been in my life and have walked out of my life, and they were there and then they're not there, and then they had great responsibilities, and it was like, oh my God, what do I do now? What do I do now? I can tell you before Almighty God today that Candy will hear me sometimes say, man, I wish I could see that person. Man, I wish I could hug that person. I wouldn't have not even a split second challenge inside of me of giving them the biggest hug. You say, Pastor, I'm not there. I don't know when I can be there. Let me go back and finish that story I started with Gary Carpenter. The Lord said to him, because he said, Lord, you know that I do not love those people. The Lord said, if I could give you the grace to love them, if I could give you grace to be willing, would you be willing if I could make you willing? And he thought on it, and that's a pretty good deal. If you're not willing, but you can ask the Lord and he can help you to be willing, to be willing, that's the easiest. It doesn't get any better than that. If God can change, it's Christ in us both to will and to do His good pleasure. He starts with the Holy Spirit, God the Father and God the Son, starts the everything comes to you and begins with an honest heart. And say, okay, God, you know I'm not. So this morning, when you're taking and you're discerning, you say, man, I'm scared because I know, I can tell there's emotions on the inside of me. You know what God judges? He judges the willingness of your heart. If you're saying, God, you see this? I'm not really sure how long it'll take, but I'll tell you what, Lord, if you can help me, if you can help me, then I'm willing for you to help me. I'm willing to allow you to help me. I'm willing to allow you to come and change any of those pretenses, any of those places. You might not wake up, boom, and it's all of a sudden you feel 100% different about that person or about that situation. But what you do is you put God in charge when you say, God, I'm honest. There's a lot of the church that's not honest. They hug everybody every week, and there's still something in there. And that's why a lot of the church is not healed. Do you go before God and say, I don't, but God, I'm willing for you to change me. Let's hold the communion this morning until we all get served, and then we'll pray and take it together as one body. This morning, when you take that body, you pull it off there. You break it off and you think, that's broken. His body was broken. And somewhere, because of that person, hey, it might not be a person, it might be 15 persons. You might have a long list. You might have a list longer than Santa Claus. You might have a long list of people you'd like to get. You're worse than Medea. You'd like to get a lot of people back. And you think Jesus takes too long to get to them. So you'd like to help him. All right. Praise God. Amen. Rex, would you and Marty please come? And you guys, would you please? If you once you receive this, it'll take just a few minutes. But I want us to be one family this morning. I want us to take this all together in unison. So just take a couple minutes to hold it. And then we're going to pray. Homo will pray over the body, and I'll pray over the blood. But let's all stand. We're going to give you just a moment right now before you come for contemplation. Would you bow your heads and your hearts? Father, I stand up here and sometimes I wonder if I'm really worthy to be even standing here. And I wrestle with you, Lord. And you keep putting me out in this arena. You keep putting me back in this place. Lord, I come before you. As far as I know, everything is right. But if there is anything that's wrong, Father, forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Help me to see it like you see it. Help me to see it like you see it and follow you in it. And help me to be willing. Give me the strength to be willing. And Lord, I pray that they'll make those same contemplations. That a washing of your love will come over us and a cleansing, a healing. If there's unforgiveness, if there's sin in our life, if there's moral sins, that Lord, there will not only be a repentance, but Lord, that you will give them strength to say, Lord, it's not going to do this anymore. It's not going to do it. It's going to change. So we come before you this morning, and we love you. Hallelujah. So go ahead and bring that over. What I'd like for you, once you receive, if you just want to all stay up here around the front, or I don't know how hard it'd be. It might be more difficult to make a ring, a circle, but let's all stay together for just a little bit. So come on, come to the front and begin to receive. I tell you what, go to your right or your left and start shoulder to shoulder with a person next to you, and we'll just go right around the church. Just begin to form down that aisle if you need to. You can start right there next to Marty, going shoulder to shoulder with Marty. Hallelujah. You know what? We can, there's not too much of us that we can't just do that right in here. Come back here. Sorry about all this instruction at the last. Julio, if you and Kathy will come back in here and start down this way. And if you guys will kind of curl in, you guys around Elijah, kind of curl them back around here that we can form one circle up here facing each other. This is a nice, quaint family. Amen. Praise God. We're having supper together. Glory to God. The Lord's Supper. Now, you might have to scooch a little bit. You know what scooch is? Scooch is get a little tighter. Hallelujah. I'll just put mine there. Thank you, Father, for your broken body, his broken body. If everybody has been served, everybody been served? Do you feel like a family? Do you know you're loved? Hallelujah. Homer, would you pray over the bread, the body? Then we'll pray together.
Father, we bless you and we thank you. And we sow in the remembrance of your Son. As his body was broken, Father, tremendously, so that we could walk in unity with each other. Living lives free of strife, Father. Loving each other as you, Jesus, the perfect prototype, loved us. We can no longer afford, Father, according to the work of Christ, according to his broken body, we cannot afford, Father, hearing the words of heaven this morning that we heard in this church service, we cannot no longer afford, Father, to raise one accusation against a brother. As we are held accountable, Father, this morning, because of the words from heaven that we heard. Not one accusation, Daddy. Being so quiet within ourselves regarding the brethren. We have that power, Father, because of the broken body of Jesus Christ. And we discern what you did, Jesus. We discern and we incorporate this. Not just this morning, Father, but every single day of our life, we incorporate. We remember the words of this teaching. We remember the broken body of Jesus Christ, that we are called to walk our lives in you, free of strife, free of accusations, free of offenses, Lord. We discern your broken body, Jesus. We accept it as a lifestyle every single day, Father. May we be real slow to respond, Father, in our life, remembering what you did for us, Father. that we are to love one another and to forgive one another. No offense given and no offense taken, Father, because the body of your Son was broken so that we could all walk in unity and peace and love with each other on a daily basis. Pastor.
Father, we hold the bread. Now we pray over the cup. We thank you, Father. We thank you for his shed blood. Here's God in the flesh that lived out his life as a human. It's so amazing to me that as a man, you never sinned. You were always tempted in every way. More opportune times the enemy sought. And yet you never failed. When you shed that blood, when you shed your blood, Lord, it was the blood of a spotless lamb. A spotless lamb. How did you do it, Jesus? The same way that you gave to us this new nature. I'm so thankful that you redeemed me to God through your perfect blood, your pure blood. Jesus, we as the elders and the church at Immokalee, we've not arrived, but yet we seek you with all our hearts. Change us, mold us, cleanse us, wash us, forgive us, continue to work with us moment by moment, because the bottom line is this is what we put our trust in, this broken body and this shed blood. We receive it together as a family, as brothers and sisters, together today. The precious name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the communion together, the bread and the cup. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says the first communion, they had communion, Jesus with his disciples, and they sang a hymn, and they departed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to ask him when I get there, what did you guys sing? Oh, the blood. About, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. I'll see you Wednesday night. Amen. Amen.